stand and I receive this. Take up your cross. Oh, and follow.
Tonight. Amen. He's worthy. He is worthy of our praise tonight. Amen. Certainly it's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. Brother Chisholm's here to speak for us tonight. Certainly looking forward to him bringing the word of the Lord tonight. Whatever the Lord's laid on his heart. Turn around and shake somebody's hand. Might have to walk a little bit. All the youth are gone. Tell them God bless you. Good to see you in the house of the Lord tonight. Let's sing My Hope is in the Lord. Let's play that. My Hope is in the Lord.
Is in the Lord. sea subsides.
The living sacrifice tonight.
The living sacrifice. My only source of life.
Oh, my hope is in the Lord. From this time on and evermore. Oh, my hope is in the Lord. Forevermore.
His tender mercies come with every rising sun to meet the sinner in his brokenness. He offers healing and forgiveness. And those who trust in him will find their hearts at rest.
Tonight. Amen. You could be seated this evening for just a few minutes, have a few prayer requests tonight. I certainly trust that you put your hope in the Lord tonight. Amen. We certainly want to continue to remember the youth services down in Louisiana. And they have a couple more services down there, one starting in just a little bit. Just continue to remember them in prayer. Amen. Pray the Lord just outpour the Holy Spirit down there. We streamed last night and Brother Donnie just did a fantastic job, which he never fails to do. But amen, it was so good last night down there, and the young people, to see them worshiping and praising the Lord. You know, sometimes here they kind of get lost in the crowd. Down there it's all youth, you know, their minds focused on the Lord, and it's just amazing to watch them. If you've never been there or never watched it, try to maybe go back and archive a service and watch that down there. Amen. Just be in prayer for them and then their journey home. Sister Judy Davis, I'd seen her in the fellowship hall, said she had a real bad headache tonight. So remember her in prayer this evening. Brother Samuel Shuffler said that he'll be moving this week. Said his neighbor's kind of causing some problems. Said that he'll be in health recovery mode next month. So we're praying for Brother Samuel in his move this week. Brother Carter Lawson turns in a request for his sister. She's wanting us to pray for her son. Been having a rough time.
So we certainly want to lift that need up before the Lord this evening. Brother Joel Moyer turns in a request to please remember them. Be going to court in May. Just pray that the Lord's will be done there. Also, his dad, Foster, remember his dad's Foster Walters in prayer. I said he's a pastor. Deacon in his church is in very critical condition, and they've sent him to hospice. His name is Brother Campbell. So remember him in prayer tonight. Please pray for Sister Sylvia Stewart from Indiana. She fell, broke her left hip, having emergency surgery. She's a streamer tonight. So we certainly want to remember her in our prayers. Also want to remember Brother Nathan Kendrick from Missouri for legal issues tonight. The Lord knows all about that need tonight. Want to please remember little Zoe Goulds seems to have a stomach bug. Pray that the symptoms will go away quickly. Amen. Brother Phil, Sister Cheryl, turn that in tonight. Amen. How many has a need upon your heart? Brother Gene, would you come and take us to the Lord tonight in prayer? Amen. On behalf of these requests, let's just stand to our feet. God bless you.
Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we want to approach you tonight, God, and we just invite you into our midst tonight, Father. Lord, we thank you today for another day's journey. Lord, the weather's been inclement for the past few days, God, but Lord, there's always going to be a brighter day with you tonight, God. So we're looking for brighter days, Lord. We're looking for glorious days. We're up the road, God, whenever we can find, God, our place in you, just where you want us tonight, God. And we know, God, that all things are possible tonight, Father, that Lord always said is ask and we shall receive. Knock, it'd be open. Seek and you can find. Tonight we come with those requests tonight, God, knowing, God, that you are a God that hears and answers prayer tonight, Father. And we, Lord, hold things, requests in our hand here tonight, God, that only you today can move on them, Father. Only you can heal tonight. Doctors can move, they can operate, they can do a lot of things, God, but they can't heal you. Only you can heal. Lord, you've even put healing in this body, that this body can even heal its own self tonight, Father. We know, God, that you're a great God, and Lord, all things are possible with you, Lord. And there's many needs here, God, that, Lord, that only you can answer tonight, Father. Lord, and Brother Gene Terrell, God, Lord, it's been on my heart, Lord, since we heard what happened, Lord. But, Lord, you know the need of his body tonight, Father. Your ear's not closed that you can't hear the prayers of your saints tonight, God. So we bring this to you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. You'll bless our brother tonight, God. Whatever the situation is, whatever the condition is, God, there's no condition that you can't fix. There's no situation that you can't move and make it separate, God, and make it another thing, God, that would be for your glory tonight, God. We pray for these many requests now, God. Just touch each one, Father. I don't know each one by name, but God, you know them tonight. They've already been mentioned, so we just pray that you'll reach down your great hand. Touch each one tonight, Father, we pray. Bless those in the congregation tonight, God, that Lord has got a need. Lord, I know there's needs here. I've got a need tonight, Father. Every one of us has got a need that only you can supply tonight, Father. So we put it in your hands tonight, and we ask that you'll move and meet the very needs of the hour, Father. We'll not fail to give you all the honor and glory for it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Just give the Lord another hand clap of praise tonight. Amen. Let's sing that song. We're going to sing Brother Terry's song. Brother Terry's not here tonight. God is good all the time. Amen. Let's sing that as the brothers would come receive the evening offering at this time. Also, if the singers would like to come, be preparing to sing for us tonight. Amen. Sister Lindsay and Sister Rosie. I think Sister Faith is going to sing for us in the morning. So we'll be looking forward to that. Amen. Oh, God is good all the time. He puts a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good, oh, all the time. In the darkest night, his light will shine. God is good. Oh, God is good all the time. If you're walking through the valley, there are shadows all around.
His promise to never leave you nor forsake you. And His word is true. God is good. Oh, all the time. He puts a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good. Oh, all the time. In the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. Oh, God is good all the time.
We were sinners, so unworthy. Still He chose for us to die. Fill us with His Holy Spirit. We can stand and testify that His love is everlasting and His mercy, they will never end.
Oh, God is good.
God is good.
Oh, all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good. Oh, all the time. In the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. Oh, God is good all the time. Oh, God is good.
God is good.
Oh, all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good. Oh, all the time. In the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good.
God is good.
Oh, God is good.
God is good.
Oh, God is good.
God is good.
Oh, God is good.
God is good
all the time.
Amen. Glory. Give our singers a nice hand tonight as you're seated.
God of creation, there at the start, before the beginning of time, with no point of reference, You spoke to the dark and fleshed out the wonder of life. And as You speak, 100 billion galaxies are born. In the vapor of Your breath, the planets form. If the stars were made to worship, so will I. I can see heart and everything You made. Every burning star, a signal fire of grace. If creation sings Your praises, so will I. God of Your You don't speak in vain, no syllable empty or void. For once You have spoken, all nature inside. God of salvation. You chased down my heart through all of my failure and pride. On a hill you created the light of the world, abandoned in darkness to die. And as you speak, 100 billion failures disappear. Child, you died to save. If you gave your life to love them, so will I. Like you would again 100 billion times. But what measure could amount to your desire? You're the one. Stars were made to worship, so will I.
Blood that cost a life, that paid my way. Death its price. When it flowed down from the cross, my sins were gone. My sins for God, there is a grave that tried to hide this precious blood that gave me life. And in 3 days he breathed again and rose to stand to tell you he's alive, to tell you that he dries every tear that falls. And so I come to tell you that he saves, to shout and to proclaim that he's coming back for you. There is a blood, it sights the blind, it heals the sick, the lonely finds. It has the power to free the bound as chains they fall upon the ground. cleanse my soul and let His liquid glory flow, because it lives to make me whole. I owe my life, I owe my all. So I come to tell you He's alive, to tell you that He dries every tear that falls.
Wonderful to be here on this day or this night. Amen. We bring you greetings. Life Tabernacle, it's a pleasure being here. Just pray for us. We've been very, very busy. It seems like since I've been coming here, doors been open right and left. I have the opportunity to go to Johannesburg, South Africa. And I'm telling you, I've been seem like I just come in the house and back out again and go to work and come on, see my wife, see the grand grow, and before I know it, I'm going somewhere else. And it's been pray for us tonight that we could just slow down a little. You know, we just Brother Youngs thought that, you know, we rest on yesterday, but we had to work, and coming from work, 2 hours ride, 2 hours and a half come in, took a nap, woke up, got up and took care of a few things, and before I know it, we was on the road and coming here and rushing here and in and out and up here. Oh my. So we trust that the Lord would bless us tonight, and it's good to see you. This row here, it's good to see all of you. My. Let's give the Lord a hand. My. You know, we are in a war. We are in a war. And a lot of us don't realize if you ever fall in a war, let me tell you, in a war, sometimes you have to jump in foxhole. You have to escape from grenades, machine guns. Sometimes you have to parachute out of helicopters. And that's what we have to do. Amen. We had to run for our lives. And sometimes we look at one another and you didn't see that individual in church, but you have no idea what they had to go through to get here. Amen. We're in a war, but thank God for Calvary tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's not going to be no singing. I know that's a little different. I'm going to try to read so I can calm myself down. And while I'm trying to deliver a message, just pray much for me that I slow down. We just went and visited Brother Jason Watkins. We got off early and got home, and 2 hours and 40 something minutes, we got to Brother Jason. And when we got there, a song service was started, and I was trying to find my notes, and I went back outside, and it wasn't there. I went over here and there, and oh my. Then, before I know it, the brother says, it's time for you to come up. So, I'm just going to be faithful and to God's word. And, you know, we have a duty, and we are to serve God's people. That's the way I feel that we are to serve God's people. If you will, you just bow your heads in a word of prayer. It's such an honor. Brother Donnie allowed us to be here. It really is. And I'm going to say this before we pray. I'm going to tell you how much I love you folks. Amen. This is, you know, Brother Yonce, Brother Chisel, now when you get to going all those other places, don't forget this church. I would never forget. It's been a blessing here. You white folks could pull. Yes, and I love that. And that's what I love. You know, I it's too late to have stiff collars. It's too late to be all sophisticated. I mean, who really want to see you? I mean, we come to see Jesus. You know, we're in these old tired and wore out bodies. And, you know, we go through so much and we just ready to go home. You know, I'm just ready to go home. I'm ready to get a body change. And, you know, and I just felt in my heart. I just knew Brother Donnie was going to call me. I just felt it in my spirit because I said, "Now he's going to have to let me come and see my people again." And I kept looking at my phone, and other one would call, and you know, and I was working. All of a sudden, my phone went off, and I looked, and he said, "What you doing, buddy?" You know, and that's what he takes. And it's an honor to be here. It really is. I feel at home. I do. I feel like I could walk the aisles. You know, I feel like I could go in the refrigerator and get just what I want. I'm home. Amen. You know, this is not your home. This is not mama's home. This is God's house. Amen. So we honor the Lord tonight, and we just appreciate the Lord. I appreciate all the singing and just creating the atmosphere. Do we have a special song? Or everyone just standing? Okay. I don't want to overlook anyone, so if you will, we just appreciate the Lord. Amen. I'm just waiting on the Lord, and he's here because you brought him here. Let us just bow our heads. Kind Heavenly Father, it's such an honor just to be, oh God, amongst the believers. Lord, I found them to be common people. Your word said that the common people heard him greatly. So, Father, as we just quieten our spirit, Lord, and we just rest in the arms of Jehovah. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for giving my wife and my daughter grace to travel with us, oh God. Father, we pray that the angel of the Lord will encamp with us tonight. Lord, I pray that you will meet every need, that you will touch every feeble body. Lord, touch every mind. Lord, give us grace tonight. Lord, this is a special night, Lord. Every day is special, Lord. But Lord, we know some 2,000, 1,900 years ago, Lord, this day, Lord, oh God, just a day before your resurrection, Lord. So Father, we count it a privilege. We count it an honor just to be alive, to see, oh God, your coming, Lord. We count it a joy just to be here amongst believers, Lord, and we could feel the presence of the Lord. Lord, I'm happy to be here this morning. Now, Lord, God bless us, oh God, and may we just get out of the way. May your Holy Spirit just have full preeminence, Lord. Anoint mine. To anoint me tonight, Lord. Anoint the congregation. Your word is already anointed, Father. This we pray in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Church, say amen.
Amen.
If we will, we got a little bit of reading here. We're going to try to read it fast, much as possible. Amen. Matthew, the 27th chapter, and we begin to read at verse 27. Praise the Lord. Thank you, my brother. Amen. All's well. Look to your neighbor and say, I'm going to get my blessing. Yeah, I'm going to get it. Yeah, I'm going to get it tonight. I'm not waiting tomorrow. I'm going to get it tonight. How many of you believe that? Yeah, yes. Yeah, we don't have a dead church. I wouldn't even serve God. I wouldn't even come here if I didn't know my God was real. Yeah, he's real. Matthew, the 27th chapter and the 27th verse, and it reads, then the soldiers of the governors took Jesus into the common hall and gathered to him the whole band of soldiers. Now, they didn't take all those people. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And where they had planted a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and the reed in his right hand. And they bowed their knees before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews! And they spit upon him and took the reed and smote him on the head. And after that they had mocked him, they took the robe off from him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him. And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name, compelled to bear the cross. And when they were come unto the place called Golgotha, that is to say, the place of the skull, they gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall. And when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him and parted his garment and cast lot that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garment among them, and upon the virtues did they cast lot. And sitting down, they watched him there, and set up over his head an accusation written, This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Then were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and the other on the left. And they that passed by waving him, waving their head and saying, Thou that destroyed the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise, also the chief priests mocked him with the scribes and elders, saying, He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. We trust in God. He trusts in God. Let him deliver him now. If he will have him, for he said, I am the Son of God. That these also which was crucified with him cast the same in their teeth. Now from the sixth hour there were darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, they said, this man calleth for Elias. And straightway, one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. The rest said, let it be. Let us see whether Elias will come to save him. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, he yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves was open, and many bodies of the saints which were asleep arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Now when the centurion and they that were with him watched Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly this was the Son of God. Let us just bow our head again. Father, we thank you, O God, for the reading of your word. Now sanctify it to our soul in Jesus' name. Amen. And you may be seated. Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. You love him tonight. Amen. Amen. The prophet of God says here, he preached this message that day on Calvary. Man, I was just looking at it, and it was like 4 days. Amen. After I was born. So it's been 58 years and it's still inspired. Amen. You know, the reading the Bible is not for everybody. It's only for believers. And the reason I love my Bible so well, because it's a love letter. And sometimes I get discouraged and I read my love letter and to see the promises that my husband made to me. And it encourages me to face another day. And I thank God tonight. Amen. I thank God for tonight. Amen. Amen. The prophet of God said, you are a special Pacific on the job, for you know the reason of that day of Calvary. You being God, an infinite one, knew the hour must come. But when it was fulfilled, then you show you were God. You show who was boss. You show the earth and the saints that slept in the ground. Come out the blackness of the sun and the night of darkness. You show that you were God. But then he said, but you seem to be so silent. And that really caught my attention when he said that. Then I began to think that was before the mighty angels descended. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, let us from this draw our conclusion. Amen. And he goes on and he talking about this day. You know, it seemed like we are a little out of date, because yesterday was Friday. I want to take my time. Would that be all right? Yesterday was Friday, and I learned that my Lord, they crucified him. And I think about my Lord as we read the scripture, how that they took my Lord, the very one that the reason why we are in here tonight, because we believe that he's coming again. Amen. Yes, we believe that. We believe that with all of our heart. There's no Buddha. There's no Muhammad. There's nobody that can ever take that away from us. I believe that with all of my heart. That's why something keep motivating me. I know it's just not some story that you read out of a funny book. I believe with all of my heart that there was a man named Jesus that walked on this earth. I believe that with all of my heart. And I believe right now, as I speak to my dear brothers and sisters, I believe tonight that his body is on the right hand of the Father. That corporal body is up there. But his spirit is on this earth. I believe that with all of my heart. I think about my Jesus, my Lord, my Savior, my Redeemer,
He's El Shaddai. He's the Blessed One. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's Jehovah Rapha. You need healing. He's a healer tonight. He's a buckler. He's a bander. He's everything. He's the Blessed One. I love Him with all of my heart. It keeps me going. I love Him. I believe with all my heart, He actually died for me. I believe with all of my heart, when He was on that cross, I believe that I was on His mind. I believe that all that the Father has given Him, I believe He had every one of us on His name, on His mind. I believe with all of my heart, we was on the back part of God's mind. I believe with all of my heart that God had a plan. I believe with all of my heart God wanted to be a Savior. God wanted to be a kinsman redeemer. God wanted to know what it feels like when you got pain. When you're going through distress, He wanted to know. But He couldn't do it because He was a spirit. God wanted to come down to man. I believe that with all of my heart. Church of the Living God, we are living in one of the most glorious moments. I thank God for every trial. Every trial pushes me that much closer. I know I'm going to heaven. I know I'm going in the rapture. Whether I go in the grave or get a body, how many of you try to throw in the towel with it? It won't go nowhere. You know what old saying is, that throwing the towel with it won't go. You get frustrated. You say, I'm going to quit. You try to throw in the towel. It won't go. You can't quit. You can't go nowhere. You ain't going nowhere. You're going to be here. You're going to be in that city that John saw. You ain't going nowhere. You are the Redeemers. I don't care how far you fall. You can't quit. You didn't call yourself to this. You didn't ask yourself to come to this. You was minding your own business. He called you. He called you by the thunders. The song says, He knows your name. And I believe hundreds of years ago, when Adam walked on this earth, I feel good tonight. I believe when Adam walked on this earth and Adam had the plan of redemption, Adam had the mind of God. Adam had your name on that book. Your name was on that book. I believe with all my heart. Your name was on that book. Don't look at your failures. Look to the promise. Don't beat up yourself. Don't worry about condemnation. Think about what He did at Calvary. And every name that was on that book, Adam was to call us from the dust of the ground. Adam was to call us from the breath of His mouth. Brother Jim, right? He would have said, Jim, come forth. Brother, you had to come. Nothing couldn't stop you. You had to come. Nothing could stop you. You had to come. Why do you think you're here? Some of you have been Presbyterians. You've been UPC and Baptist, Methodist, and you name it, Jehovah Witness. Party switchers. Late night jammers, grammars, and you party, you smoke pot, and you drink, and you chase women, you shoot needles, you did all those things. But your name was on the book. You know the story of Adam. Adam lost that book. Adam fell because of his wife. Adam was not deceived through the transgression, but the woman. But when Adam fell, was going back to earth, that old devil, That, somebody help me say that old devil. I don't like call his name, but that old devil came in that garden and he reached to get that book. And when he reached to get that title deed went back up to the original owner. It went back to Jesus. It went back to God. My name was on that book. See, I'm going to tell you something. The devil, I told somebody one time, I said, the devil is not afraid of your anointing. You being anointed. He's not afraid of that. He said, Brother Jim, Brother Chisholm, what are you talking about? He's not afraid of your anointing. It's just like you got a machine gun. You got an M16. How many ever used that before? Huh? Now, you know what I'm talking about. An M16. It's a deadly weapon, right? Can you take an M16 and you can cut so many people here so fast before they can think about what is happening? So if you got an M16 and you are dangerous and the devil's standing in the front of you, he's not afraid of you if you don't know how to use that gun. Oh, you see what I'm saying? He's afraid of you, but he's not afraid of you. That makes sense. If you got an M16 and you don't know how to maneuver, you don't know how to work the switch, you got to turn the wrong way, then the devil say, what are you trying to do there? What are you trying to do? I don't know, but if I could get this together, Satan, I'll blow you out of here. And he's sitting there. You having a problem with it? Yes, I do. You shouldn't say that. Huh? And you having a problem with it? Then he have enough nerve to say, let me have it. I'll show you how it works. And that's the way it is. But when you know you are anointed, and you know you are you're a little Messiah, then you are dangerous. Then the devil can't walk up on you any kind of way. Because he's afraid of you. Are you seeing what I'm saying? That day at Calvary. I don't want to go all over the place. I want to stay here. I want to stay up here. That day at Calvary. Every redemptive name was on that book. Adam forfeited. But that day at Calvary. And I think about my Lord. I want you to go with me. Look at him. Can you imagine? Jesus was a small, frail man like I am. And smaller. Jesus didn't walk around with a six pack. I'm not trying to be funny. Some of the movies you watch, you think he got a big, broad shoulder. No, he was a frail man. But look what they did to him. They handled him like he was a weightlifter. They pulled him around. It was more than one had to arrest him. Look, this man wasn't a boxer. Why does it take that many people to try to stop one man? You know why? Because the devil knew that he had power. And I believe tonight, when you're going through battle, I believe it's more than one devil sent your way. I believe there's a legion of devils. I don't believe that Satan is sending one of his little devils after me. I don't believe that, Brother Jim. I believe the devil got a busload of devil trying to stop me. Are you hearing me? I believe they pass you. They're trying to stop me. Because the devil know that I believe this with all of my heart. The devil will do all he can to try to stop you. He'll slip in your house. He'll come through your husband. He'll come through your wife. He'll come through your children. Come through your grand. He'll come through your boss. He'll come whatever way he can. But I thank God tonight for Calvary. They took my Lord. They led him. And when they arrested him, I'm not going to read that. I'm just going to move. The Gospel of John, the 12th chapter. When the Greeks, they came to Philip and Andrew. That's right. They wanted to see Jesus. And when they came to Jesus, wherever, where they found him, man, he turned around with those majestic eyes and said, the hour has come, the Son of Man. He wasn't interested in how many blind eyes he opened. He was telling them, the hour has come. My hour has come. And if you could just hear in his voice, he didn't want to go through that. There ain't no man want to go through that much punishment like my Lord. And I'm telling you tonight, when I get finished preaching, you need to re-look at yourself. Amen. You need to re-look at yourself. You need to hit the altar and say, Lord, look what I've done. And you did all of that for me. You shed all of your blood for me. And I get tired. I don't feel like coming to church. I stay home. Too much rain. I need to go to work tomorrow. But I thank God tonight. I thank God for Calvary. I thank God for that day. This day, many musicians, singers that sung about this day. Many preachers have preached about this day. Many prophets has prophesied about this day. They took my Lord. And when they approach upon him, I can imagine the way that those officers, those soldiers, I can imagine they were so anointed. The men wasn't so much controlled by the Roman soldier anointed. They had demons on them. And when they grabbed him, they just snatched him around. Just snatched him around. Then they made fun of him. Oh, God. They made fun of him. They embarrassed. They humiliated him so badly to all of his disciples ran. Everybody ran. Even Peter. I'm trying to tell you tonight. Make sure that you got what it's taking. Brother Brandon said it more than one place. He said it's going to take more than meetings to pull the people together. You watch people come to big meeting, hug John and hug Jack. So good to see you. And after that, people go back into their closets. That's right. People sit in church with malices in their heart. People sit in church, don't want to hardly talk to one another. And talking about the coming of the Lord. Husband and wife having problems sitting in church. They need to come up to the cross and say, Oh Calvary, I need you tonight, God. You need to say, Lord, I can't go back home like this. I realize that the devil's supposed to fight, but it's our job to be an overcomer. This is a real deal here. They treated my Lord any kind of way. My Savior. He only showed good. He only healed. Even when they arrested him. When Jesus prayed and he got up, he could hear him coming through the woods. I can imagine. As a man, I could imagine. But Brother Jack, he must have been getting a little nervous. As a man. Little frail man standing there. I could see them lanterns coming through the woods. And then when they walked up, the rest of the sight was there. So the soldier didn't know who it was. So not Peter, but Judas. Oh God, I hope there's no Judas here tonight. But Judas. Judas. Ran over to him and kissed him on the cheek. Oh, Judas. Oh, my. I would hate to be in Judas' shoe. Oh, my. Judas was born to go to hell. when Judas kissed him on the cheek, I could imagine what was he thinking about? I mean, how did he feel when he walked up and put his hand on the Messiah? What he felt like when he put his hand on that little frail body and he just reached up and kissed him on the cheek. Then he walked away and the soldiers say, and they all just grab him by the arm and just snatch him around. I mean, what are you doing to this man? Why are you handling him like this? And they just pull him around. And I can imagine he might have fell and just drug him. Someone might have just kicked him. He was a man. He felt those pains. And sometime I get to a place I want to throw in the towel and he suffered for me. All that they did for him, he had me on his mind. Amen. I was on his mind. He knew that I was going to be down in this layout of CNA, and I'm going to need the Holy Ghost to make it. Amen. When they arrested him, Peter pulled one. And I don't know if Peter had a sword, but he got a sword. I don't know if he took one of the swords. Peter didn't mind fighting now. Peter fight you right in church if you mess with him now. Huh? Peter be nice in church, but you get Peter on the outside, Peter let you know it. Do we have some Peter here? Peter, you need to come on up, Joe. Are you hearing me? Peter nice while he in church, but Peter fights you. Let's catch Peter in the wrong moment when some of the saints around. Peter will show you his family line. But when they arrested Jesus and Peter ran over and got one of the soldiers' spear and he pulled out and Peter said, I dare you to touch my Lord. And Peter ran and so happened the man must have looked, the soldier must have looked from the lighting of the candle. He saw a sword coming and he dodged his head and Peter cut his ear off. Now, I wonder what you would have done if somebody was bothering your loved one. I wonder what you would have done if somebody did Brother Donnie wrong. They need to get there. They need to be lost. They need that. Yeah, they need to die from that. I wonder. But you know what, Peter? When Peter did that, Jesus politely, Peter, Peter, look, no. Peter, that's wrong attitude. Peter, your attitude determines your eternal destination. Huh? Some people got bad attitude. Some people need some attitude adjustments. Are you hearing me? My wife's car I just put it in the shop. It needs some tuning. When it goes, and that's how a lot of you Christians come to church. Huh? You ain't running on all cylinders. You got bad attitude. Oh, you nice while you're in church. Oh, look at you. Look so nice in church. Although you look like Christian. You know why? Because the devil can give everybody a nice robe to put on. Everybody got on the same robe. But I see you. Well, that's just the way I am. That's why you need the Holy Ghost. I think over the years, but not, I love the message with all my heart. But I think so many preachers have quote to you. Brother Brandon said, and people just look over this little simple things, being kind to one another. People want to know what the seven thunders are and the mystery, but they can't love their brothers. You know, they reach for the deep thing, but they don't know how to be kind to their wives. Are you hearing me? But in church, folks can look so good in church, you can't hardly tell. And 36 years of that, I know exactly how it works. You sit in church, you look so nice. Got your arm all around your wife. And she's saying to herself, you better put your arm on me. And Calvary died for you. Calvary died for you. And you sitting there, let that devil get in your head. You need to tell that devil, this is my husband. This is my wife. I could put my arm around her because of Calvary. when they arrested him. But the temple didn't have to do him like that. I mean, they could have just read a warrant to him and said, come and go with us. I mean, it didn't take that many. I mean, they all crowded around him. And I could imagine someone might have thrown things at him. But I could imagine the king of the Jews. And when they got him before the governor, they tried him from judgment hall to judgment hall. And before that, they took him and they mocked him. Some of you Christians don't even want your feeling hurt. Who? They're not going to tell me that. I think we need to get over that stuff. Yeah, yeah. Some folks, sometimes it makes me wonder, what kind of Holy Ghost do you really have? The Holy Ghost is not a woolly ghost. The Holy Ghost is a person. That's why Jesus died on the cross. The Holy Ghost will make you kind. Holy Ghost don't make you all group in me. If you are, now I can see if you're not a daughter of God, yeah, you're going to be mean. If you're not a son of God, yeah, you're going to have attitude because you can't help yourself. But if you're a daughter, a son of God, it's time for the bride to get with it. This make me sick. Talking about ready for the coming of the Lord. Attitude. Some people are so quick to get an attitude.
Amen. Right.
Husband, wife, attitude. All right, brother. Preachers and members, attitude. And we're talking about the coming of the Lord. But let me tell you what. I'm getting older. David said I was young, but now I'm old. I'm getting to a place now. But, I was studying for different meeting places that I'm going. And somebody called me. And I wish to God that I didn't answer that phone. I blow the fume. Somebody called me and tell me about he said and she said and they said and all that bunch of nonsense. Do we still have that in the church now? Huh? That's a bunch of nonsense. You know, only thing I want to hear now is about the coming of the Lord. Jesus died on the cross. He died and he's coming again. They led him. And they sawed him down. Oh my. They sawed him down there and they throwed him down. And I could imagine when they throw him down. His arm was hurting the way they throwed him. He was sitting there and they said, you're the king of the Jews, eh? I mean, what are you saying, son? I mean, just talk, Lord. You're looking bad. I mean, why you let them do you like that? I was on his mind. He couldn't say nothing.
Amen.
Y'all better take it personal. He's sitting right there. His arm hurt. You're the king of the Jews? One of them said, go get that throne. Put it on his head. And they put a reed and they pushed it on his face. And I could imagine as the thorn began to cut into his flesh, blood began to run down. He's sitting there. He still didn't say nothing. God has already gave him strength to go all the way. He's sitting there. And when one of them, when they look at him, he's sitting there and they took the reed and they smoked him. They hit him on the head. I wonder did he had a migraine headache because of that. Huh? They hit him on his head. They might have hit him so hard he's... And they pull him back around. Then one of them slapping. Then the other slapping. He turned back around. See, he wasn't afraid. He wasn't afraid of the grave. You know why? You said, there's many men that went down in the ground. But it's only one man that went in the ground and rose again. You know why he had confidence? Because David prophesied. One time David said, thou will not leave my soul in hell, neither would I suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. So he knew that if he would go down into that cold grave, he knew he was coming up again. You ought to be happy. You ought to be happy tonight to know. I'm not going to hold you long tonight, but I'm telling you what. He went into that grave. They killed him on a Friday. They killed him on a Friday. And the day is Saturday, right? Ooh, I don't want to go to hell myself. But by this time here, boy, he was turning hell up. By this time here, he was kicking things over. By this time here, he was looking for the keys. I don't want to go to hell myself. That was last night he did that. I'm a little behind time. I'm trying to tell you what he did. That letter from Judgment Hall, it don't take all that. And Pilate said, look, look, what evil has he done? Pilate said, bring it. Just a front. Bring me some water. You ever see how people say they forgive one another and down in their heart they really don't forgive? You about like Pilate, bring me some water, let me wash my hand. You better get that right. We getting ready to get out of here. Pilate said, what evil have you done? And they again, away with him. Away with him. Let him be crucified. Let his blood be on us. Oh, and on our children, children. And buddy, they've been suffering ever since. And my God, they took him and they beat him. And they slapped him. And they beat him. And they cut him so bad until blood was coming out of his body. He was losing blood, but he had me on his mind. Amen. Brother Reagan, he had me on his mind. Somebody told me one time, bless the Lord, my wife and I'm talking about the blood of Jesus. I'm talking about the grace of God. Let me tell you what, if it wasn't for the grace of God, much as I love that little woman back there with all of my heart, wasn't for the grace of God, we have been split up. And you would too. You ain't keeping yourself. Are you hearing me? What for the grace of God, you've been going back to Pentecost. What for the grace of God, you've been going back to those denominational cages. But the grace of God, because of Calvary, is why you stand. What for the grace of God, you've been walked away from this. But grace. But Joy, you didn't call yourself to this. He called you. He called you by thunder. He called you. And I thank God tonight. I thank God tonight. Jesus had one thing on his mind. Let me tell you what. There was a time when Satan was on this earth. The prophet of God said, how he walked on the coals of fire on this earth. Satan, that old devil, walked on this earth, and because of sin, it caused this earth to fall to every pain, every sickness. Amen. Let me finish this. Wasn't for the grace of God, Brother Jim. I thought about this, and someone need to hear this. I'm going to tell you why you and your husband are still together. You're not going nowhere. You're not going nowhere. Just whisper to us, say, we're not going nowhere. We're not going nowhere. My wife and I, when we first got married, and our family, 7 girls and 3 boys. I was the baby boy. And mom and dad separated. My next brother and sister separated. Next brother and sister. Next sister. Oh, the whole family split up. Everybody separate. I was walking in the house one day, come home from work. My wife and I, we first got married. And we walked in the house. There was a lady standing on the outside. It's like I could see it today. She was standing on the outside, and she had eye contact. And I knew it's like she looked through me. You know how Brother Brown was talking about that lady on that bus? It's like that lady looked through me. And I went in the house with her husband. And we sat in a while and talked. We came on outside, and they left. My wife told me, she said, that lady just said, the only thing keeping you and your husband together is the blood of Jesus. I thank God for Calvary. I thank God for Calvary. Wasn't for Calvary, I wouldn't be here today. You know, I look at people, you don't know how grateful you are. You think you keeping yourself. You said, Brother Chilton, I got plenty of money. That has nothing to do with it. What about the Brother Branham preached, and from that time, what about he preached? This man was sleeping on the street. Me, all wet and sweaty, sleeping out there on the street. Brother Branham walked up to him, and he told Brother Branham, say, I used to have been the president on that street up there. Brother Branham said, what happened? He said, I came home one day, and he was talking about how good his family was, but I came on one day, and there was a Dear John letter. Let me tell you what's keeping you on the job? He went to Calvary. What's keeping your mind? He went to Calvary. Are you hearing me? What give you grace to put on your clothing? He went to Calvary. Satan had power over this earth, but Jesus went to Calvary. He settled the sin question. When he went to Calvary, I thank God he went to Calvary. And he said one time, he told them when he was on the earth, and religious leader came to him, and Jesus said, I'll tear this temple down, and I'll build it back in 3 days. They said, we know the construction site that built this company, this temple. It took us 46 years to build this thing through hard labor. And here this little strony fella say he's going to build it back in 3 days. Away with him. But Jesus wasn't talking about that natural temple. He was talking about this tabernacle. He was talking about his flesh. He said, if I go down in the grave, I'll raise my own self back up. I'll bring my own self back up. That's a lot of power now. That's a lot of power. That's a lot of power. My son, you know, this Jesus that we serve got a lot of power. You just got to trust in him. I don't forget nothing. I don't hold this paper here. My son, I remember, and I'm talking about power. I'm talking about we being transformed. We being transformed from darkness. When Satan had a cage, when Satan had us in a cage, we was in under his rulership. We had to drink what he tell us to drink. Are you hearing me? We didn't want to drink. You just wake up in the middle of the night and you go in your refrigerator and you just got to get that beer. You couldn't help yourself because he had power over you. You couldn't help yourself. You had to go out at night. You had to go out at night. You had to do wrong. You couldn't help yourself. But I thank God I recognized the blood. Wasn't for the blood of Jesus, mama, I won't be here looking at you tonight. Wasn't for the blood of Jesus, you won't be sitting there tonight. Wasn't for the blood of Jesus, you won't be sitting by your precious wife tonight. You ought to say, Lord, I thank you for Calvary tonight. If it wasn't for the grace of God, you wouldn't be playing that piano God give you tonight. It's because of his blood. I thank God for Calvary. I'm talking about power. I want to hold you long tonight because Sunday's coming. Sunday's coming. Oh, he's down in the grave right now. Oh, he's ripping it up now. Oh, Satan had a hard time down in there. Oh, my God, he's down there. But let me tell you about the power of this gospel. If you were to ever take this gospel, this word, and apply the token, watch God. I'm talking about power, Brother Joey. Power. Being transformed. And when I think about a transformer, how many of you ever work on light poles, electricians, yeah, transformers? I don't know how much current one of those, pardon me, one of those transformers, how much current does it carry?
12,000 to 40,000.
Say it again, 12,000 to 40,000. I was told the other day, well, just a transformer, I've seen where that much power just destroy people's bodies. Some years ago, I was working on my house. I was my son Elisha. He's about 34 today. He was out in the front yard, little boy, and he had this measuring tape, this 100-foot measuring tape, metal. And as a boy, you would do things that boy would do. And there was a power line. Okay? And there was a power line. So Elisha decided he's going to take this measuring tape, and it was open up about 20 feet. So you imagine what happened. Elisha took that measuring tape, and he threw it up, and he decided he's going to throw it and make it go over the line. Well, Elisha did. But I was in the house, and we was about 100 feet. I would say about 100 feet from where he threw that and where I was at. So I was in the house working, and when Elisha threw that metal tape over the power line, and when the case came down, it connected together. And when it touched that much power, it shook my whole house. It felt like a plane running into my house. And before I knew it, I turned around and Elisha was standing there. I said, "Son, what happened?" And he told me, he said, "Daddy," he said, "it was a big ball of fire." Let me tell you what, tonight you got a ball of fire right in your heart. You've been transformed, and the devil knows that you are a little transformers. Woo! Boy, I feel like speaking in tongues right about now. You carry a lot of power. You need to start acting like that. No, you are ambassadors. This is not your home. Come on now. That's not your home. Don't get so relaxed here. Come on, fix yourself and let's keep moving. We got another home. We got another place. We got a city that John saw. New Jerusalem. That's our home. I'm longing to go there. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm talking about you've been transformed from darkness. And when Satan thought he had us, Brother Jack, I could imagine on earth, Satan just had us like little soldiers. Turn right. Turn. Stop. Turn. You see that Jezebel? Go after her. You see that liquor bottle? Go after it. You had to do it because you was up on a slavery. You was up on a bondage. But oh Calvary, oh when Jesus came, oh when Jesus came, that's why I plead the blood now, that's why I plead the blood of Jesus. When the devil comes in, I plead the blood of Jesus. Calvary may not mean a lot to you, but it does to me. If you ever been to Calvary the right way, you won't be holding things in your heart. If you still hold on grudges in your heart, you ain't never been to Calvary. You want your adoption? You want to be adopted? Go to Calvary. God wants to place you into the body, but you got to go to Calvary. If it wasn't for the blood of Jesus, there would be no remission of sin. I'm not going to read it. I could remember. There was a man that went to this place where they had a lot of statues. And he told Brother Branham that he went to this museum or what have you. And when he got there, he told Brother Branham, he said, this guy began to carry him through and show him the different statues. And this guy showed him the statue of Jesus. And the man said, when he looked at it, he said, "Honest, Brother Branham." He said, "I didn't see nothing." He said, "It wasn't no humility. There was no pain. There was no nothing." He said, "It looked like an old rock somebody stuck on the side of a stone or a tree or something like that." And he said, "Brother Brown, that's the way it was." And so the guy told him, said, "Sir, you're looking at it the wrong way. If you look at Calvary the right way, you won't be the same no more. Look, when you come to church, you have one thing on your mind. I want to see Jesus. I want to look upon his face. I don't know about you tonight, but I accept my healing tonight. I accept my deliverance tonight. Let me tell you what, Jesus Christ is here. A lot of people don't believe he's here, but he's here. The mighty, listen at me now, turn me up. The mighty angel was here now almost 56 years.
Amen.
Is that right? And the mighty angel hadn't gone nowhere. And all this going on in this country, bombs and threat and marriage breaking up, 9/11 attack, this suicide mission, all this going on, and the angel of the Lord is here. The angel of the Lord didn't die in Jeffersonville. The angel of the Lord is here.
Yes, amen.
So, if the angel of the Lord leaves this place, we're going to be in trouble. Are they going to be in trouble? I'm not going to be in trouble. But the God that told him, said, sir, I bet you're looking at the picture the wrong way. He said, sir, right beneath there, there's a sign saying, kneel down and look up. So he looked, he says, well, he goes there. And he said, Brother Branham, he didn't see nothing, reason he needed to do it. So he got down. And when he knelt down and he looked up, he said, almost paralyzed him to see the pain and the distress, all the agony that he went through his body just for you and I.
Amen.
I thank God for Calvary. I'm coming on down. I don't want to hold you long tonight. I want to leave you. Think about Calvary. That day at Calvary. That's why you're here today. That's why you're breathing. That's why you can get along with one another. It's because of Calvary. If it wasn't for Calvary, a black man would be in a white church. Oh, y'all need to let me preach to you. I feel at home. Devil, I feel at home. Devil, you in trouble. I feel at home. I feel at home. Are you hearing me? I feel at home. Because of Calvary, I could be here tonight and I feel freedom. You're my brothers. You're my sisters. I can't wait to get here to see you folks. And so many of you now, this one called me, and this one a part of me, and that one a part of me. And I say, my God, I remember the time when I didn't have no open doors. I said, but look at God now. Look at God now. So the only thing I do is stay humble. It ain't me. It's the blood of Jesus. That's keeping me. But it led him from judgment hall to judgment hall. My Savior. And when they led him to judgment hall, they beat him. They beat him so badly. Blood was everywhere. And you're talking about a little cut on your finger. But Jesus was a man. As God, he couldn't feel pain. But as a man, he felt the pain.
Amen.
Come on, you got to go with me now. You got to go with me that day on Calvary. They beat him. I could imagine. They tied him to an old tree. I could imagine one of them big, healthy soldiers. They took him. And them demons, kill him, kill him. He's shaking. That's enough. That's enough. Why are you still beating him?
Amen.
They knock him around. As a man, God turned his back on his own son. As I said, I would not leave my soul in hell. As I talk about him, because my Lord was up there, they beating him. Think about it, church. Think about when you get those attitudes. Think about it.
Amen.
Think about it when you get those stinking attitudes. You don't know how to go somewhere and get that stuff off of you. You walk around with hours with them old spirits on you. Oh, my God. Just all day just riding around with demons on your shoulder. Like you like them up there. Like, I don't want no spirit on me. I'm a son of God. Satan don't belong on me. Don't tell me you don't know when them spirit. How many of you know when the spirit get on you? You can't. You get old attitude. Sons of God are positive now. I've been positive pretty much all my life. Yeah, I go to work, it's cold, it's hot, or whatever. I got good attitude. You said, devil going to try, that's what I want you to do. I can't help it, I ain't got no but positive in me. When things look bad, I say, it's good. I'm just positive, that's all it is. When the devil said, I'm good, I said, you're a liar. Ain't nothing good about me. Are you hearing me? Because I trust in Calvary. Are you hearing me? I trust in Calvary. I trust what he done at Calvary. I trust that's going to give me a body change. But they beat my Lord. And you walk around. You walk around with no more attitude all day long. Know you like that. Well, you know, Brother Jim. Tim. Don't let me call you. Long as Jesus call you, right? He going to call you gone. Brother Tim. I don't know if you're married, Brother Tim. Are you married? Not yet. You know, just say you had a wife, okay? Just say you had a wife, okay? Right there. Your hand might have wide open. She's. Oh, okay, I just make sure. Praise the Lord. Maybe you see something. I don't know. But let's say you had a wife, and you're looking when you make the vow. The preacher didn't marry you, Brother Donnie can't marry you. What's going to marry you is them vow that you made. Huh? Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the sight of this company to join this man and this woman in holy matrimony. And you sitting there. She's sitting there. You're just breathing. She's saying something up on the net. You can see the net going up. I don't know what's running through his mind. I don't know what's going through her. Huh? But it is sitting there. You may face the audience. Looking all good. Huh? But Satan don't want to keep it that way. Are you hearing me? Satan not going to let it stay that way. You got to do something to keep your marriage going. You got to fight to keep your marriage going. The man can't do it by himself. The woman got to do it by herself. You got to work together in harmony. I don't know why I'm on this, but let me get back on the marriage because I feel anointing right up in this area. You sitting there and you standing together. You may now, or you can't wait to this part. You may now kiss the bride. And some of you act like this is your first time. You just go. That ain't how you've been doing it. You're just putting on a front, some of you. I want everybody to know that I married a virgin. So that supposed to make her better? Is that what you said? So you both join hands together. At this time, we happy join Brother Tim and Sister Tim and holy matrimony. You grab us here. And you walking down the aisle. And when you walking down the aisle, you don't know it. You happy going down there. But that old devil walked up there and said, he called his demons. Look, follow them. You, confused demon. You, I especially want you. Come here. Yes, master, follow them. You demon here. Division. You come. You follow. Y'all go. Go follow them. And don't return back. Don't come back until you accomplish what I sent you to do. And you walking out. You all happy. Everybody parading you. You just coming to Christ. Everybody parading you. You have no idea. You have no idea what's coming your way. Are you hearing me? Husband, wife together. Looking real nice. It's just like the church age. Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, Laodicea. Ephesus, you ain't bad. Oh, she's the most beautiful thing you ever lay eyes on. She is so pretty. Oh, she is lovely. Oh, I said the same thing when I first met my wife. Oh, I love her, and I still do now. When I first met my wife, I loved the girl so much. I thought her name was Barbara. I ran all the way back home. I said, Mama, I love Barbara. When I convinced Mama her name was Barbara, we start calling her Barbara. And so I find out the next day her name was Gloria. But that old devil, me and my wife riding in the car. But I thank God for Calvary now. My wife and I, we riding in the car. Got a nice gospel music on, because I don't believe in listening to that blues. And some of that music these Christian folks listen to, you might as well go play the rock and roll. Huh? Some of that music you listen to ain't going to take you straight to hell. Ah, I hear you. I see you. Yeah, when you come to church, you play the gospel music. You might as well go ahead and play them blues, them rock, and whatever you're playing. Huh? Oh, my God. But see, my wife and I, we riding along. Just riding, I'm riding in the car, and I'm just looking at my girl. And when I'm riding in the car, I got my arms around her. But ain't nothing like her. We're just riding over the sunset, riding that Chevrolet. Pardon me, I didn't mean to say Chevrolet. Riding that nice Ford, just riding. And I'm looking over at her. When I'm looking at her, oh, what love, I love that girl. Oh, my God. And I got out, amen, and just walk around. So happy to parade her. Open the door, when I open the door, everybody look at my girl. Amen, I'm so happy to be with her. But as years go on, after 36 years, now how you feel? Did it really got in that car with you? Ephesus, amen. Smyrna, you get relaxed. Then you start getting bitter towards one another. I try my best. Brother Tim, I try my best. I thank God for Calvary. I try my best. I try to see something. One thing about a marriage, now I'm going to tell you now. I think I could tell you because I've been married for 36 years now. He'll tell you better. One thing about a marriage, you got to keep moving things around. Yeah, you got to keep changing. If you part your hair to the right for a month, you part it to the left because she's going to get tired of you now. After a while, she's going to become plain about your breath. And you had that when you made the vow. Now she complained because you don't have a six pack, but you had that all the time. Now she's looking at Johnny out there. Are you hearing me? Don't be nobody fool now. You better get on your knees and call out to Calvary, because the devil is this high. But I thank God for Calvary. Calvary, what for Calvary? Calvary make me go back home. When I opened the door, Brother Jim, for 36 years, when I opened the door, my wife standing there, and I thank God for Calvary. Sometimes she don't understand, but I thank God for Calvary. I walk up to my wife, and I be looking for her. You know, when I come home, I look for her to say, hey, honey, how you doing? And it means a lot. Let me tell you, sisters, I've been a man for 58 years.
Still a baby.
We love for our wife to rub us on our head.
Oh, huh? Yeah. And comb it too.
Brother, we could feel so bad. We could have the worstest day, Brother Raven. Brother Reagan, we could have the worstest day. You could have been cursed at or shot at, but you come home and your dear precious wife look in your eye. She said, honey, what's wrong? So, honey, such and such. She said, well, that's all right. That's all right. Everything's going to be all right. I still love you. It's going to be all right. And you know what you feel? You feel hair muscle stands up. Yeah, you feel good, don't you? You feel good. You feel like you've done something. You feel like a man. Well, you feel good. You get back up and going back to a job that you lost. You feel good because she makes you feel good. But you come home and she, where you been? Where you been? What took you so long? I called you and I called you. You know, somebody said, I called you and I called you. And you didn't answer the phone. I told the person, I called you, but your phone wasn't on. But see, you need to thank God for Calvary. And I'm taking it serious now. I'm looking at Calvary. What keeping my wife and I together is Calvary. It's Calvary, my brother. brother, you've been looking at me for a long time. I want to tell you, if it wasn't for Calvary, I don't know how long y'all been together. If it wasn't for Calvary, you wouldn't have been sent inside her. You need to thank God for Calvary. You need to thank God he went to that cross for you. Other than that, you've been unsplit up. I'm going to be real with y'all folks tonight. One for Calvary. You've been chasing behind somebody else. You said, well, you do that in the mess. I beg your pardon. We're in the end time. And the devil's busy. But you better thank God for Calvary that's able to keep you. Calvary kept me. Brother Joy, many times, many times. Can I come down to earth? So y'all won't put me on a high pedestal. Can I come down to earth? When I come on sometime, every day wasn't Sunday. There's been time when I felt like just throwing in the towel. There's been time I felt like just walking away. Children standing there looking, depending on Papa and Mama to stay together. Oh my God. There have been times when I felt like, amen, when I done let the devil got in my house, that time I feel like just leaving that woman. I know y'all don't ever get there. There's time I feel like just leaving my own children. But I thank God for Calvary. Every time I think about walking away, I think about those are my seed. Are you hearing me? When Jesus was on that cross, all them seed that was in the Father's mind, he said, I will die for every one of them. And I thank God for Calvary tonight. I thank God on Calvary tonight. Let me come on down. And Jesus on that cross. Jesus on that cross. I ain't going to hold you long. We'll be out by 9. Jesus on that cross. My sins. Your sins. All of my wrong. All of my wrongdoing. All of my faults. Jesus died. He died for my past, my present, and my future. My glory to God. What I'm trying to say tonight, he's my judge and he's my eternity. Ain't no way I can win, lost, lose this battle. I thank God tonight. But when they had him on the cross, when they beat him, and when they slapped him, I could imagine it. When I'm pulling him around, they snatched his robe, pulled his robe off him. No clothes. People looking. Shame. They're breaking him down. Because he called himself the king. We're going to show you you are not a king. They pulled his clothes off. Put on him a robe of royalty. Then they pulled the robe off of him. And they smoked him, beat him. And he sat there bleeding. You mean to say, I'm going to walk away? You mean to say, I'm going to go leave here tonight with an attitude? You mean to say, I'm going to hold something in my heart and he died for me? But when they put him on the cross, and Jesus said these words, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw man unto me. But Satan had no idea. If Satan knew that putting him on that cross would cause all that trouble, if Satan knew putting him on that cross and lifting him high, he would have never done that. And when Satan put him on that cross and he lifted him up high, and when he hung him on that cross, he hung for so many hours. And two thieves said, when you enter into that kingdom, remember me. And so on. And the others say, you save others. Yourself, you can't say. Some of them say, look at him. You call yourself the king. Come down off the cross. All those miracles that you do, come down. And one of them had enough nerve to walk up and spit in his face. Spit. Slimy. All down his face. All down his beard, humiliating him. Just pulled from his beard, down on his chest, all into his blood. And he sat there on the cross. And I was down there. And old Mary, look what they're doing to him. They're beating him. All the disciples running. And the son turned away. Oh my God, what a sight that was. Oh, what a day that was on Calvary. They had him hung. They scratched him wide. They hung him out there. That's why I could be an overcomer. That's why I could tell the devil, from this night and far on, when the devil come, I said, Satan, Calvary has redeemed me. Amen. Y'all better get with me now. You better get with me. There's no need for you to leave here and still got attitude. If you ain't been quickened, if you going back to be the same way, something ain't right. You need to alter, or maybe there's no help for you. Now this word is supposed to change you. How many believe this tonight? Now I just don't believe, Brother Jack, I don't believe that God allowed me to come up here just to preach a message to you to let it go void. I believe God is telling somebody, with your attitude, you need to get rid of it. Your attitude has got to go. We're not up under bondage no more. We're not up under Satan power. Jesus had paid it all, but it had him on the cross. And I thank God for Calvary. He's sitting there, he's shaking. And then when they beat him, blood running down. And sometimes you could be so close, but yet so far. Some of you come in here. Your answer is here tonight to deliver you. You're so close of making a breakthrough. You're so close to get those things back together. You're so close, but yet you're so far. Why is it that? They parted his garment. The soldier was so close. And when the blood come trickling down and spill on where they was gambling, they moved somewhere, but they were so close. But yet they were so far. And I wonder tonight, how close are you? Are you close enough to reach and touch the hem of his garment? Are you close enough tonight and say, Lord, forgive me for my attitude. Lord, forgive me for my behavior. Lord, forgive me the way I handle my children. Lord, forgive me. I had to talk to God, brother. As a father, I had to talk to God. The Lord allowed me to raise my children. They are getting old. The things that my 20 years old is facing now, it's a lot worse when I was 20 years old. I got to have wisdom how to sit down with my daughter. The pressure of the age, what I look at, you know, and what she look at could be different. But Lord, give me wisdom. Give me wisdom because you died on the cross to give me wisdom how to handle my daughter. How to win my family with love. Brother Joy, I called my wife. I said, honey, a few months ago I came home. I called my wife, I said, and I've been wanting to do it, but I got distracted by different things. But I called my wife, I said, have everyone together around the table. My three daughters and my grand and my wife, we sat there around the table. Now my wife told me, she said, Isaiah, you surprised me. She thought I was going to pull out the whip. And she thought I was going to be a madman. But it went the opposite way. The grace of God just fell in my heart. When I look at my children, only thing I could see was love. Only thing I could see, a father's love for his children. Only thing I could see, those my daughter. You fathers, what can you say for your child? Do every time they mess up, do you grab and say, look at you. You ain't doing nothing right. You just like your mama. Go on in the bed. Oh. That's God's angel. Could you handle her a little different than that? Johnny, go sit down. Go on somewhere. Boy, you act just like your grandpa. Just think about Calvary. Ask God to give you grace. That's what I had to do. And my daughter don't mind me saying, but the Bible said don't provoke your children. And I was getting to a place I was provoking my daughter. But I was trying to do right, but I was doing it the wrong way. We need God's wisdom. The Bible said, when wisdom enters into the heart, then knowledge is pleasant to that soul. I said, God, I don't know how to raise a family, but because of Calvary, I could sit down and I could raise my family. Because of Calvary, I could sit down and I could talk with my wife. Because of Calvary, I could put my arms around my wife and say, honey, we're going to make it. We're going to make it through the hard time. We're going to make it through the rains and the storm, but because of Calvary. And God gave me a whole different eyesight how to handle my family. God taught me how to deal with my family, ruling with love. That's how you do. I could take my 20-year-old, and she's 20 years old. She don't want me taking her and laying her across her lap. I mean, I got to prove something. I'm the man of this house. Everybody hear me. Everybody sit down in here. I'm the husband of this house. My wife look at me like, we all know that. Everybody sit down in here. I'm the man of this house. The prophet of God taught us on page 34, the second paragraph. He said, the man and mine and you women, and why you sit down? I got something to tell you too. And the prophet God said, I can't think of the name of the state. And he talk about you women. He said, obey, that's been going out the door. Why do you need to understand? And look, you need to obey your husband. Because Brother Brandon said, you supposed to love your husband. What about when Paul said, husband, love your wife? But for Calvary, I thank God for Calvary. He gave me grace how to be a husband in my home. God give me grace to overlook the faults and the failure and try to be a genuine husband. I told my children the other day, I said, now daddy ain't the best daddy, but daddy sure tried to be the best. Daddy tried to do his best. And I was just riding up and just thinking, my son up in Charlotte, he just called me out of nowhere. His name is Joseph. He said, Dad, he said, I just want to tell you, I'm close. He said, Dad, I just want to tell you something. I said, what's that, Joseph? He said, Dad, I just want to tell you, I thank God for you. I'm like, you know, I'm trying to hold this thing in the road. I said, what's wrong, Joseph? He said, Daddy, this is nothing, Daddy. I just feel like, I know you're getting up some age. I'm like, you're not getting ready to say, I know where I'm going, Joseph. He said, no, Dad, I just want to tell you, you've been a good father. Glory. I'm trying to hold it in the road. Dad, you've been a good dad. You know, it means a lot when your children can look to you and say, Dad, my daughter always tell me, and she's not with us tonight, she always tell me, I don't care what she go through, we made that bond, my oldest daughter. I don't care what she's going through, but things have really changed in her life now. And there's been times, I don't care what she's going through. I used to look at her and I said, look, Gloria, I show her three fingers and she'll snap out of it. She said, Daddy, you're my father, you're my friend, you're my hero. Wow. Daddy, you, and I try to be there. I try to be, Brother Joe, I try to be there to give my children the right answer as the father would give, instruct me. I try to be there to be a good husband, but because of Calvary, if it wasn't for Calvary, I wouldn't know how to talk to my wife. I don't know how to have the right mannerism to be a gentleman, how to be kind to my wife. But I thank God for Calvary. How many of you thank God for Calvary? And I said, Lord, God, don't let me provoke my children. But I saw my oldest daughter. I saw it was building up a wall, and I really saw. And then when I saw my children at the table, y'all give me a few moments here. Oh, and when we sat at the table, and when I came in, I could look at my children. I could look at my baby daughter. I could see she had her guard up. Okay, throw your punches, Dad. I'm ready for you. I could see it in her eyes. She thought Daddy was going to skin. But Daddy came out with grace. Daddy came out with love. When I should have went to hell, God gave me grace. God showed me his love. When I should have been gone, when my mind should have been gone, when I should have been on drugs somewhere, but God showed me love. God showed me his grace. When all my family split up and gone astray, God still kept me. When people walking away from this mess and going back to cutting the hairs and women preaching, you name it, they're doing it. But God give me grace. I just saw the other day, a minister that I walk with and talk with and preach for him. He got a brochure out. Come to my meeting. I got a big meeting. And he got all women's. Oh my. When you walk away from this, anything allowed to happen. This is not William Branham's message. This is a message from the Almighty God. And you stay with this, this will keep you. If I walk away from this, I lied to lose my mind. If I walk away from this, I lied to start shooting needles. You say, I never thought Brother Chisholm would do this, but I reject the message. I reject what Calvary did for me. But I thank God, when he was on that cross, I was on his mind. Musician, come up and play softly for me. You know the song, when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. I was on his mind. You was on his mind. Think about it tonight. When you leave here tonight, say, Lord, change me. Change me, oh God. How many desire that change? I desire that change.
As a minister, I could do better. As a minister, I thank God for Calvary. Calvary taught me how to love my enemies. Calvary taught me how to put my arms around those that did me wrong. I believe our prophet been to Calvary. When they sold the tent for under him, he had his arm around that brother. He was riding with him. But Brandon said, I ain't told you to hate him. I just told you what he did. I believe Brother Brandon been to Calvary. I believe Paul been to Calvary. When Paul came back, Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. The life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave his life for me. If it wouldn't been for Calvary, I won't have this love tonight. I'm expressing love tonight to you. He that have his life, he that have the Son, have his life. I'm giving life tonight. Thank you, Calvary. Before you think about letting the attitude come, think about Calvary. When your wife think about getting up in your husband's faith, think about Calvary. When your husband wanted to throw your wife down and treat her like she was a floor mat, think of Calvary. When you want to grab little John and run him to the bed, think about Calvary.
Thank you, Lord.
Think about Calvary. Think about that night, the first time I ever went in a club in my life, he could have came that night. I never drank before from this day, but he could have came while I was in there. I think I've been still going with him, but a friend deceived me to go in there. But I thank God for Calvary. Thank God for Calvary. Remember coming home from work, it was hot. Walked in the store, I was thirsty. When I walked in the bank, the little devil said, you a preacher and you tired, won't you get you a good old sip of that beer? And I had to laugh. You know why? I thought of Calvary.
Amen.
Calvary's keeping me. Calvary's keeping those cigarettes from my mouth. Calvary. When he was on that cross, I was on his mind. One last thing before I leave here. When they scratched him high and he cried, and they watching him and spit running down his face, and he cried, he's losing all air. He's about to die. He's about to die. He just had enough air. On that Roman tree, he just pushed himself up. Just get enough air. And he says, it is finished. And when he dropped his head in the lap of his shoulder, Satan told all of his demons, come on, boys. Boys, we did it, boys. We did it. It's over. Go back on the earth. Take those families and scatter them. It's over, boys. We can do like we want now. We can go in those churches and make them cold. We can go into churches and bring envy and malice into church now. He's gone. And the demons say, really, Master? Boys, look at him. He's dead. He's dead. He was so much dead until the earth, the earth took a tumble. Son, the nature, the sun was so embarrassed, it turned its face from him. It turned black. The veil of the temple, about 40 feet high, ripped from the top to the bottom. Man had nothing to do with it, showing that the Levitical priest was over with. It was finished. Christ has become our high priest. If man had anything to do with that veil, he would have took it and ripped it from the bottom to the top. But when Christ came, that temple on that cloth was rent. But Satan thought it was over. Satan thought it was over. When Satan thought he had him, he told his boys, come on. Let's throw a party. Come on, boy, let's do it. Do it. Let's do it. Let's do it, boy. And then demons said, woo-wee. They're having a good time. He said, boys. He said, envy strike. Y'all followed that marriage home. Your boys did a good job. And they didn't know. When Jesus was on that cross, what he was talking about was finished. The whole redemption plan.
Oh my, it just got started, amen. And when he died on that cross, his spirit went back to God. Are you hearing me? And Joseph took his body and laid him in the tomb. And that soul on a Saturday went down to hell. Are you hearing me? He went down to hell. And Satan was down there with all of his demons. Somebody got a key. Somebody got a key. I'm from the clothes. We come. Nobody got a key here? My God. My God. Nobody got a key. A key. Satan went down there. Satan went down there. And Satan went down there. Satan didn't need no but three keys. God didn't need no, Jesus didn't need no but three keys. The key of death, hell, and the grave. When Jesus walked in there, oh my, Satan was in there just laying back, just relaxing. Boy, I can't wait. I get that church tomorrow. I'm going to bring so much envy and... I don't care how good Brother Dottie preach. I'm going to send my demon anointing in there. Them folks going to have so much envy and malice. I'm going to let them come to the altar. And they can pray all they want, but ain't nothing going to happen. But I thank God for Calvary. Are you hearing me? I thank God for Calvary tonight. Are you hearing me? But Satan was down there with his boy having a good time. And the music was loud. But Reagan, play that thing loud one time for me. Play it loud for me. Just rain down on it. Oh, they were having a good time. And Satan up there and his boy just dancing, having a good time. And the music was loud. Play it loud one time, brother. Oh, Satan was down there. And them demons just having a good time. They was just, man, they was having a good old time. And all of a sudden, they come and knock at the door. Satan said, wait a minute. Shh, cut the music down. Cut the music down. Demon said, man, did you not know what that was doing? He said, who was that boy? I don't know. Go see who it is. And Satan got up and he walked to the door. He saw that array of light all from around that door. And Satan back up. Demons, y'all better come on. Say something, boy. Say it with me. Say it with me, boy. Say it with me. I don't know what it is, but come on together. Come on together. Come on. And they came to the door. And when Satan said, boys, you ready? I want you to stand by my side. This looks like a more than I can handle. I ain't never seen this in my life. And when he opened the door, Jesus was standing there. Oh, God. Amen. With that nail scarred in his hand. When he was standing there, he said, Satan, give me those keys. Satan said, huh? He said, give me those keys. And when he took those keys, he snatched those keys. And let me tell you what. He went on down and he preached to the soul that was in prison for rejecting what Noah preached. Are you hearing me? Then he rose up. Are you hearing me? And while he was going up, there was Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob having a good time. Abraham was having a good time. Abraham and Sarah. And Sarah said, my God, look at there. Abraham, that looked like the one. Abraham, my mind just bothered with me. But that looked just like the one you were talking with up under that tree. And Ezekiel said, my God, that's looked at the wheel that was up under the wheel that was in the middle of a wheel. And somebody, David said, oh my God. And Job said, I told y'all boys, I know that my Redeemer is living. And let me tell you what, and Jesus, when he got there, let me tell you what, he said, boys, y'all get ready. We going back up and we going to take over. We going to have a revival. We going to have a revival. Let me tell you what, saint, when they come up on the earth, Brother Brown said, one of the ladies, I can't remember her name, said she was looking. And Brother Brown said, one of the members, one of the saints that arose, was walking around. And one of them saw him and said, I thought I saw him. And it disappeared. I believe we're at that moment. I ain't been to hold you this long tonight. But I just want the devil to know we got the victory. I want the devil to know what for Calvary. If it wasn't for Jesus, we wouldn't be here tonight. If it wasn't for the mighty angel descending with the book in his hand, I wouldn't have this joy that I got tonight. How many of you thank God tonight? How many of you thank God for victory tonight? Oh my God, let's give the Lord a hand. Let's give the Lord a hand. You got us a good song. You got a good song. Sing a song. How many of you just love him tonight? If you got a need tonight, why don't you just come? Calvary paid it all.
We're just going to touch and agree. You say, Brother Chilton, it's late. It's never too late. If it's just one person, if it's just one, turn their hearts to God, then heaven rejoice. If it could just be one, if I could just get, if you're not too embarrassed, that family that's struggling, that's going through, you could say, Brother Chilton, we need help. I don't know how you know it. I didn't know it. He knows it. But I got confidence in Calvary tonight. If it wasn't for the mercy of God, let's sing Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace. Amen. How many thank God for Amazing Grace tonight? If it wasn't for Calvary, I've been gone. The devil's tried to destroy me many, many years ago. But I thank God for Calvary. The devil tried to put envy in my heart towards people that do me wrong. And you know what? I told my wife, I said, he did you wrong, honey. Man, that's my wife. But since you remember Calvary. And I told my wife, I said, you know what? We're going to fellowship with him. I thank God for Calvary. Calvary won't let me keep malice in my heart. Calvary won't let me have envy in my heart. Do you love him tonight? How many husbands just want to love your wife all over again? How many just mad you want to put that ring back on her finger? Just want to love her all over again. Let's sing that song. Amazing grace, how sweet. Yes, my sister.
Was worth saving.
So he came and changed my life. He thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I could be free. I could be whole. I could tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving. So you came and took my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. You sacrificed your life so I could be free. I could be whole. I could tell everyone I know.
Every day. see. Oh, helping me faithfully to overcome my trials, guiding me constantly, giving me victory. Oh, it's a reality. Something keeps holding me. Oh, Jesus is holy.
to overcome my trials. He's guiding me constantly, giving me victory. Oh, it's a reality. Jesus is holding me. Oh, the trials of this world were getting closer. The pole I filled was more than I could bear. Oh, and I was on the verge of just giving over. Strength within myself just wasn't there. Jesus is holding me every day I see. Amen. You can be dismissed tonight. Helping me faithfully to overcome my